distance, getting closer to your heart. I could take you to a place that gets clearer in the dark. It won't get you all the way, but it's a damn good place to start. When it gets too heavy and it's dragging on, when you need somebody, I can be the one to brave the storm. Take you out that thunder, bring you right back home. This could be where you belong. I just wanna be the one to level with you, take you to a place that will be better for you. Everybody needs a little something to do. I just wanna be the one to level with you. I just wanna be the one to level with you. Take it to a place that will be better for you. Everybody needs a little something to do. I just wanna be the one to level with you. It's not easily explained. Instinctual reaction, cause it's in your DNA. Now you're on to something. Finally had a taste. I can't give you all the answers, but I can show you how to play. When it gets too heavy and it's dragging on, when you need somebody, I can be the one to brave the storm. Take you out that thunder, bring you right back home. This could be where you belong. I just wanna be the one to level with you. Take it to a place that will be better for you. Everybody needs a little something to do. I just wanna be the one to level with you. I just wanna be the one to level with you. Take it to a place that will be better for you. Everybody needs a little something to do. I just wanna be the one to level with you.
Is music from an artist by the name of Joseph Sarenaz, and the song you just heard on the jukebox is called Villains Everywhere. Before that, it was Toronto rapper Notify and Level. Joseph is of Wendat Nation heritage. He also has Guinean heritage as well, and has carved out a really cool, distinct piece of the landscape here in the Canadian music scene. He was named Radio Canada's Musical Revelation of the Year 2023-2024 by RBC Music, first up and featured. So that's pretty cool. And Notify, originally from Montreal, relocated to Toronto when they were just very young and have really developed a cool hip-hop sound. The Heavy, they're on the show. Yeah, this is a little bit of their earlier stuff. They're from Bath, Somerset, England, and this is called Short Change Hero, right here on the jukebox. Thank you. Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Gordy Johnson, the Big Sugar, and I'm listening to Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
That is Las Vegas rock and roll band Five Finger Death Punch with their take on House of the Rising Sun. A really cool cover, and I really enjoyed their version of it. My name is Julian Taylor, and you're listening to The Jukebox. We've got music from Portland, Oregon, and the artist Black Belt Eagle Scout. They've got a song called Soft Stud, which was released back in 2018. My good friend Thea May is also on the show. She just released a brand new single. It's called 27. So we're going to spin that shortly. Hold On, I'm Coming by Sam and Dave. What a classic that is, released in 1966. And it is one of those songs that just will not quit. Honestly, every time I hear it, I dance, and I tap my foot. It's the emotion of music that really gets you sometimes, isn't it? Speaking of, here's a song that the emotion really hits me every single time, too. It's Mel Torme. And I was introduced to Mel Torme, like so many people of my generation, through the show Night Court, where Harry the Judge, that was his favorite artist, Mel Torme. Who would have thought? He was so good. He is. Here is Coming Home, Baby, on the Jukebox by Mel Torme.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now right away. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day I go and stay. I'm coming home, baby.
Come on home.
Coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm waiting here for you.
I'm coming home now real soon.
You've been gone.
Coming home, baby, now.
You don't know what I'm going through.
I'm coming home, I know I'm overdue.
Since you went away.
Expect me any day now real soon. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
Coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm praying every night.
And everything is gonna be fine.
Please come on.
Coming home, baby, now.
I want to feel you hold me tight.
Expect to see me now anytime.
When I'm in your arms,
you're in my arms, I'll be fine. I'm coming home.
Coming home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm counting every day.
I'm coming home now, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Use your phone.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
And baby, let me hear you say.
I'm coming home, you hearing what I say.
That you're coming home.
And I never will go. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm waiting at the door.
They can't hold me back now, no more. I'm pressing on, baby, now.
And pacing up and down the floor.
Oh, hear me holler and hear me roar.
Say you'll be with me.
Gonna be with you evermore. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
Oh, baby, say you're coming home.
That's what I say I'm coming home.
Something's wrong.
The road is long, baby, now.
Or to either ride or phone.
I'm coming home and never more to roam.
Baby, tell me you're.
Baby, I'm for sure coming. I'm coming home, baby, now.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
Ah! Sarah Kay, and you're listening to Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Done, yeah, done, yeah, kid. It was a lonely ass one. Yeah, you definitely all night, all night, kid. Only the good die young, didn't think
Big up to Jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. When they migrate, tiny songbirds that spend most of their lives on land fly hundreds of miles over the ocean at a stretch, and they get tired. That's why the first stretch of coast along a migration route often has thousands of exhausted birds landing and taking a break. There are also stories about ships at sea hosting worn-out migratory birds. But for the most part, scientists saw those as rare events. But a study published in 2022 suggests it could be more common than once thought. A group of oceanographers spent a few weeks in the Mediterranean Sea and noticed something unusual. Nearly every day that summer, more than one bird would land on their boat and spend a few minutes